let's close our eyes to the sound of the infinite all, to the I am that I am, that sound that some say marks the beginning of all creation. The sound that we know is symbolic of God creating as us. Om puts our cares and our concerns and our confusion and our chaos aside. Om reverberates from the bottom of our feet to the top of our heads, reminding us that we are not just here in the flesh, but oh beloved, we are here in the spirit. Oh, lifts us out of that feeling of uncompletion and dissatisfaction and dismay, and celebrates us as the phenomenal, unlimited beings that we are. Om moves us into the divine vortex of our greatest imaginings. Open the eyes of your soul and see them there. See the accomplishment of your desires, of your dreams, of your goals, of that deep-seated thing that you know God is calling you to do. That blessing that you are because of your gifts and your
Friday in a banquet hall with about 90 people waiting for my dad to appear for his 90th birthday party. And the people who had not seen him in a while, those who were waiting for a subdued person, perhaps a person who needed some assistance, a person who perhaps walked slowly and would enter a little out of breath, were completely surprised when he emerged in a dark gray suit, a sharp black cowboy hat, and dark sunglasses, dancing all around. He danced around with his hands up in the air, just like this. And I know I can't even do it as good as he was doing, amen. But he danced around the entire banquet hall. And he went to every table, welcoming every friend and every family member, dancing with the greatest joy that I've ever seen. And I think that for him, it might have been one of the happiest occasions of his life. For me, the moment was surreal. I can't get it out of my head. I keep thinking about it. I tried to capture it on camera, but when I check my photographs, it's not even there. I was grateful to be there to experience it. Grateful that others could be there as a witness as well. Friends and family were there as far away as Ghana, there to bless him with the teachings of the ancestors, there to teach us that old age and old people and the wisdom of the ages is a blessing. It reminds me of one of the most important lessons that my parents gave me, and that is that the celebration of 90 years or 100 years or thousands of years is available to us in each and every moment because we have a repository of wisdom. We have a repository of information, a repository of guidance and direction, a repository of divine ideas that are always available to us. We don't need someone with a particular background or a particular pedigree or a particular accomplishment to give us what we already have. Because spirit is not just available to each and every one of us. Spirit is here right now. You see, we don't have to wait for a special anointing or a certain kind of religious experience or a certain number of people. We don't have to wait for somebody else to confirm and tell us that what we are doing is right. Because spirit is always guiding us and leading us as part of our connection to divine source, our connection to the divine manifestation of the infinite possibility that expresses as each and every one of us. We don't need somebody to shape us or bend us or mold us, because when we practice the presence of spirit, when we tap in and turn on the omnipresence of God, what we begin to do is we open our consciousness to receive the healing that we need and the instruction that we need and the guidance that we need, the creative expression that we need to do the work that has to be done, to do and to be the good that we are called to be. And here's the thing. This source, this wellspring, this living water of unlimited guidance is present at every point in space at the same time. I don't know if that's the law of physics, Azalea, but the wholeness and the fullness and the goodness of God is present in its entirety at the point at which we are. In other words, we got the right stuff, baby. We can't lose with what we use. We are bad, amen. We are co-creators with divine source. We have the gift of truth, and we have the right to exercise it in everything that we do, in every situation, and with every person that we meet. Some call it discernment, amen. In John 16:13, Jesus said, when the Spirit of truth comes, we will be guided in truth. Well, when does the Spirit of truth come? Do we need a ritual to invite it in? Do we need the approval of somebody else? Do we need to have the fresh water of baptism? Do we need an anointing of oil? Do we need to speak in tongues? All of that may help, but the answer for me is no. Spirit is recognizing that we are better today than we were yesterday, but only because we recognize that we are the best that we are, because we always were. We always had the power to move mountains out of our way. We always had the power to cross the River Jordan. We always had the power to be greater in the spirit than who we are in the flesh. We always had the power to be the magnificence that we seek. We always, always had the power to let our lights shine. Why? Because spirit was not just here yesterday, and spirit is not just gonna be here tomorrow, but spirit is here right now. We don't need a medium to access it. We don't need a particular posture or anything or anyone in the flesh, because no one can interfere with God unless we allow them. In John 14:16-17, Azalea shared with us that Jesus said, I'm gonna do something for you, beloved. What I'm going to do is send you another advocate. I'm going to send you power to be with you forever. This spirit of truth, a spirit that will live in you and be in you. A spirit that will help you study for your exam. A spirit that will allow you to put down the right answer. A spirit that will have you pass the bar with flying colors. Amen. And you see, he didn't teach us that we would need anything else, any other study guide, other than a consciousness of love and receptivity, a consciousness of love to embrace pure source, an unlimited connection to the God in us. Not love in the flesh, we know that, but love in the spirit. In John 15, 26, Jesus said that this advocate, this counselor, this Holy Spirit will teach us all things. Teach us what? That when we slow down and listen to the inner wisdom of God speaking and teaching and moving as us, we realize the presence of our own power. The last thing that I remember Eric Butterworth saying, Eric, this auditorium is named after Eric, for those of you who don't know. Eric was in a wheelchair, but he said, "I have no theology, I dance. I have no systematic approach to God," he was saying. "I dance. I move with the Holy Spirit. I flow with a center that knows no separation and has no circumference, that has nothing between all that I am and all that God is. I live and I love and I sing and I pray and I dance. I dance with that center completely without circumference, a center that is everywhere present. And when I dance, you know, what I do is that I shake the dust off my feet, grateful to be free, that whatever, free of whatever and whoever is not a part of my divine connection, not a part of my rhythm in the flow of life. In this dance of letting go and going with the flow, I know that there is nothing that will not lift me in the power that I am, nothing that will not bless me with unlimited source, nothing that will not stir in me the movement of divine ideas. In the book of 2 Samuel that Liz shared with us in the 6th chapter, it says that David had brought the Ark of Covenant to Jerusalem and that he watched it from a distance for 3 months, 3 whole months before he attempted to carry it. You see, the Ark was supposed to be bringing the Spirit of God, and if he wasn't careful, you see, that energy in the Ark could lash out and kill him. And you know what Liz taught us, that the Bible teaches us, is that it says that when David finally did take the ark, it says that he danced. David danced before the Lord with all his might. And when he returned home, his wife complained about the dancing to David. She was embarrassed by it. She was humiliated by it. And David said to her, "Now wait a minute. I will turn backflips. I will do the shingaling. I will crawl on my knees. I will tap dance and break dance. I will do whatever it takes to celebrate before the Lord. I will clap my hands and move my feet, and I will gladly be a dancing fool for God. I will do the dance that God calls me to do, Christina. It's a dance where you can't stay in the box. Staying in the comfort zone is not an option. It's a dance where languaging at the edge of a dream option. It's a dance. We're being afraid to climb up the rough side of the mountain. It's not an option. It's a dance. We're failing to test our wings. It's not an option. It's a dance without fear, a dance without worry, a dance without shame, like a jazz song flowing through an improvisational riff never heard before, like a bebop, hip-hop, rap beat, freestyling poetry, like my dad at the age of 90. Dancing, dancing down the aisles in the divine expression of who he is, wearing sunglasses and a big black rim, gliding like a gazelle. Agelessness, beloved, agelessness in motion. To witness this was to witness energy move beyond time and space, to see unlimited potential, to see the vortex of endless ideas whirling into manifestation. I saw burdens being laid down by the riverside. I saw wars turn into peace that would study war no more. I saw change circling through the vast universe of endless vibrations. I saw those people by the pool of Bethesda get up and walk. Dad, he danced through the entire hall, up to every table of family and friends and loved ones, with his brim on and his arms out, as if he was saying to each and every person who was there, everything that you hope for, everything that you long for, everything that you wish for, everything that you desire is here. So what are you waiting for?